At the December 13th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, which was held at Marlinton Middle School, Green Bank Elementary Middle School Principal Shayna Alderman delivered an academic update about the Green Bank School. While obviously somewhat disappointed in the state test scores at her school, Alderman said those scores did not accurately reflect the efforts of the staff to improve the academic achievement at the school. She said they have been meeting to determine the school's strengths and weaknesses and are providing more consistency in the routine school structure. Alderman said their staff leadership team is revising the school's strategic plan and looking for long-term growth in their students. Alderman said one of the keys to improving their state test scores is encouraging the students to take ownership of their own academic achievements and take those tests more seriously. She said the school's leadership team realizes that they need an academic coach at the school and are exploring a state grant to hire one. Lynn Bosick, the director of curriculum, made a presentation regarding the virtual learning programs. She said that there are more virtual learning programs in the county schools than just the full-time virtual schooling that was used extensively during the pandemic. As an example, Sherilyn Grossclose talked about the Spanish program she teaches 1 or 2 days a week for elementary and middle school students. She said this is often done virtually and has been a big success. She talked about one of the fifth grade students taking that class who was actually taking it at a high school Spanish level. Bosick said that there are only 9 full-time virtual students who are all in the middle or high school since the county no longer offers full-time virtual school to elementary students. Bosick also said that they are thinking about switching from a full credit course each semester to splitting their classes so that half of a course's credits are taken in the fall and the other half of that same class's credits are awarded in the spring semester. She said that way, if a student fails the first half of a course in the fall, they have the opportunity to recover those half credits during the spring semester half of that course. Jay Miller also addressed the board. Miller said that he has been a volunteer math tutor for 20 years, mostly at all the grades at Marlinton Elementary School, and feels he has developed special techniques for tutoring math that are very effective. However, he does not know for how many more years he will continue to do this. He proposed that the county search for a replacement math tutor for the school, and he will mentor and teach that person. Miller said that he would be willing to do this starting in February through May if the board will hire him at the rate of a substitute teacher's pay. The board members told him they would need to take time to think about this and needed to discuss it with Mr. Beam, who was out of town during this board meeting. The board was also introduced to Kasha, a 13-month-old yellow lab pup who will be the therapy dog at the Green Bank School. You can learn more about Kasha and the therapy dog program by reading Heather Nyday's excellent story about it on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. In other actions, the board approved routine financial reports, approved the schools to pay $50 per hour to the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation to assist the schools with grant writing services for the Renew America Schools grant application. Approved additional fundraisers for both Green Bank Elementary Middle School and Marlinton Middle School. Approved additional parent and community volunteers for the current school year. And approve the recommended list of personnel actions, which can be found by clicking on the link to the official meeting agenda in this news story on our website. During the matters of the board discussion, member Sam Gibson asked about the school illness closures at Marlinton Middle School. Bostic said that there were some students ill with the flu, but Marlinton Middle had to close for 2 days the previous week due to staffing shortages due to illness, not because of student illness. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.